What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech. Of course, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Before we get started today, I want to let you guys know about these. This is a pair of in-ear Bluetooth headphones from Selectech. Not sure if you can see those since I'm wearing black. Either way, they are freaking awesome. Disclaimer, yes, they sent them to me, but they have a deal for you as well. Normally, these things go for like $70 on Amazon, but they're on sale right now for $20. And with our discount code, you'll get an additional $5 off getting these for $15. You can literally, not kidding, you can buy these for $15 right now. I'll put all the details in the description below. You're welcome. After the first day of WWDC wraps up for Apple, almost next door, Microsoft is going to be throwing an after party, literally a WWDC after party to discuss the future of apps. That's what Microsoft says. To me, this seems like they're just trolling Apple like hardcore right in the dick, but you know, I doubt many people are going to show up for this after party, but what do I know? At this point, most of us know that a material design is coming to YouTube. And that's cool, but now Google is testing a material design for Google, literally. So here's what search results look like now, and then here's what they're going to look like with a material design. Not too crazy, not too different. That was me. I was trying to find cares and I couldn't find them, and it just, that was scary. Speaking of Google, we've talked about Project Fi quite a bit on this show, and the concept of Project Fi is awesome, but unfortunately, you only have two networks with Project Fi that work with Project Fi, and those two networks happen to be the worst two networks, T-Mobile and Sprint. And today, Project Fi is adding one more network to their MVNO, and that is U.S. Cellular. Not Verizon, not AT&T. U.S. Cellular. So, I mean, it's still not great, but it could be worse. You could just be stuck with Sprint and T-Mobile as you have been for forever. If you have a question that you've just been dying to ask Mark Zuckerberg, the wait for you might be over, my friend. June 14th at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mark is holding a Facebook Live Q&A with you. So if you're interested, I guess you would just follow him, follow his page or something, and he'll be holding a live Facebook thing, and you can ask questions and he'll answer the questions. You're welcome. I'm gonna move on. It seems that just a little bit over 10% now of Android devices are running Marshmallow, obviously the most current version of Android, excluding the developer preview of Android N. And that's pretty good considering in March it was only like 2.3% adopted on Android devices. Either way, there's still a massive, massive fragmentation problem with Android and that needs to be fixed, but 10% is pretty impressive. It's like, I mean, just think about it. Like a 10% boner is more impressive than a 2.3% boner, right? Facebook is now testing a feature that will allow you to post on Facebook. Huh? Of course, that's not it. When you post something, it usually goes to everyone's newsfeed, but also on your timeline. That's how Facebook works. But this new feature will allow you to post to the newsfeed and exclude whatever you posted from your timeline. So it would sort of work more like Twitter. Once you post it, it gets thrown into the newsfeed and then gets buried under all the other posts from everyone else. And eventually, it's just gone. Now, of course, it's not actually gone. You could search for it. There's also a URL that you could eventually like click on or type or whatever and eventually get back to the post. You can always get back to the post. It's not disappearing, but it also won't be featured on your profile or your timeline, as they like to say. Do you care about this feature? Let me know in the comment section below. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it. You learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it. A ticket. You can also follow us. Bam. Right on the Twitter @FrontPageTech. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye.